Welcome to Bleeping Motherhood. I'm Bleeping Audrey with Bleeping Carrie. And tonight we're going to be talking about moms who live on the edge. And what do we mean by that? Well, living on the edge for me really is doing anything in public with my two children because I just don't know what's going to conspire. I don't know if I'm going to really survive the moment. It could be something as simple as taking them to the store or taking them for a walk. I may even live on the edge when I'm folding laundry because, shit, I could fold a whole load of laundry and I could turn my head for 1 second and that laundry could be unfolded. And to me, man, that's living on the edge. So, Carrie, do you have any living on the edge moments recently that really light a fire under your ass and make you want to be a better person?
Well, I had Mexican the other day. No,
that'll do it.
The idea about living on the edge really came to me as I was laying on the edge of my bed, sharing it with multiple beings, including my snoring husband, my slap you in the face daughter, and my dog. It made me realize how much mothers really live on the edge of just trying to, like, survive or have some blanket. I would say frequently I'm living on the edge of what I think is probably a bad situation about to enfold or happen, and I just hope to get through it.
Sanity-wise, you're sanity, talking about, like, living on the edge of your, like, just being able to get through a moment, pushing you to the edge.
Yeah, I mean, M-Dog is really going through kind of some independence bits, and so the mere fact of turning on the TV actually puts me living on the edge, because at some point it must be turned off.
Yeah.
And
yep.
Then the world breaks down at the turning off stage. And
yeah.
Also, taking them in public, again, I completely agree with you. Going to CVS is particularly troubling because there's one carousel of toys that will break down my children's brain. Like, they just want every toy on there. And they're like $4 and $5, so they're like affordable, and I've indulged occasionally, but, you know, you just can't buy every toy at CVS. It's just...
No, there's a point where you just can't give in to every moment, and then, you know, you're sort of toying with the idea. What is going to be the outcome to this? And as the mom, you know what the outcome's going to be. It's like, but can you face it? Are you going to go out on the edge with that and just challenge that moment? And sometimes you kind of have to, and sometimes, you know, you bite the bullet, and it's just moment to moment choices. But I think as moms, we really do push our limits, and we do go out on the edge.
So frequently, I'll just use a CVS drive-thru.
Yeah, sometimes you just, yeah, you have, but even though the CVS drive-thru will have its edgy moments.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up going through the drive-thru to pick up, a prescription, and I found myself, it must have been like, stock day, because the CVS truck was, like, wedged up against the building, and I found myself sort of locked in between the drive-thru window and the truck and then another car, so I was like, how are my driving skills today? let's test it out. And, you know, I kind of felt, like, I consider myself a decent driver, so I'm, like, you know, maneuvering, and there's a lot of people looking like, ooh, she thinks she's going to get out of that tight spot. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get it done. So, you know, then I slip out. But, you know, every moment, there's just a little moment of, am I going to survive this? Am I going to push myself to the limit? Am I going to live on the edge?
Yeah. I run a play group, so twice a week I have people that actually pay money for me to organize an art or a science activity, and I have both my children in it. And I'm telling you, like, we built terrariums this week. That's living on the edge. Like, trying to keep a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old happy while helping other 2- to 6-year-olds build terrariums.
Yeah.
I mean, just saying terrarium.
I was going to say, I'm lucky if I can say it.
Right. I've noted you haven't. But,
Why, thank you. Thank you. I do appreciate the fact that the terrarium we're it's a challenge. But don't you feel good though? Like sometimes when you're pushed to your limits and you overcome them and you get there, it's kind of like your Rocky moment, you know?
Sure, I also like exercising.
Do you like exercising at the terrariums?
I like exercising with terrarium.
Ooh.
They're like a life cycle, like an earth in a plastic bottle.
So do you put those in like liters of soda? Am I picturing the right thing?
Well, yeah, so I did.
The soda liters?
I did it kind of very DIY.
Yeah.
Because I'm, you know, doing this for 15 kids and my budget's only so much. So I drank 15 bottles of seltzer.
Damn.
16, actually. I had 16 kids. Cut them all up, drop some sand, some activated charcoal. I'm not sure what deactivated charcoal is like.
Yeah.
Because this activated charcoal was pretty effective.
Yeah.
Some moss, some dirt, put a succulent, another fun word to say.
Yeah.
Poured some water in, put the other half of the 2-liter bottle back on top. And then the kids routinely took them off, like, over and over again. I'm like, your plant's going to die. I'm trying to create a rainforest in here. Can you please stop wiping the moisture out of the inside of your bottle and quit taking the lid off?
Dick!
I'm just trying to create a science experiment for you. So maybe that was me living on the edge of my temper.
Maybe so. So the other day, you know, and this is... living on the edge, man, when you, as a mommy, gets, there's so many things that you're just, you want to test. So the other day I decided to live on the edge and I really wanted my kids to nap. They're completely out of napping, but.
Hey, why not?
But I sometimes I feel like I could see glassy eyes. I know they would take one if they just give it a chance. So, it's always like, ooh, do you guys want to go take a nap in mommy's bed and I'll put a movie on? So I know that it's going to be a shit show. I know it, but I'm going to live on the edge and I'm going to see how it goes. And if that can get both kids napping, because they've done it before. And I know that if I can be a believer in something that I've seen happen before.
How many songs from the 1990s can we quote right here? Living on the Edge. Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, what about What about that nice, that 90s hit Terrarium?
I'm living in a terrarium.
Yeah.
Living in a terrarium world.
And I am a terrarium girl. So
how'd it go? Did they take a nap?
Fuck no.
Of course not.
Fuck no. So... I mean, sometimes I just feel like I want to live on the edge. I want to get, and all I hear is them giggling and getting out of bed. And I'm like, not working.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I gave myself a shot.
Yeah.
And I will say, you know, sometimes I feel a little feisty and I want to give it a shot. So it's just, there's always those little moments of living on the edge. And I'm kind of proud of myself sometimes. Sometimes they pan out. Sometimes they don't.
How about living on the edge of sleep?
Like, oh, God.
Being up and up and up and not having enough sleep and just trying to maintain and survive.
Yeah, that's a constant. I mean, what about trying to just live on the edge of having a cup of coffee? Sometimes I just can't even, you know. Let's not talk hot cup of coffee. Yeah,
let's
you said the other day coffee. you had, it was like already, what, 10 o'clock and you weren't even able to have more than a sip of coffee? I mean, that's living on the edge, going, you know. Some people, they're up 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning with their kids, and if you can't get that coffee, man, you're living on the edge.
Our coffee maker broke.
Oh. So yeah. How did were you surviving
it was,
again?
It was bad news. So it happened on a Sunday, which is like, really? A Sunday?
They're supposed to be these easy breezy day of the week.
So went to the diner, drank more coffee than I've ever drank at a diner before because...
Yeah, it's coffee diner.
Yeah.
Diner coffee. Terrarium!
Then ordered on Amazon, of course, our new Keurig. Couldn't arrive by Monday. But luckily I have playgroup, and one of the hallmarks of playgroup is coffee. So, like, dealt with it.
Oh, you were living on the edge big time.
Oh, yeah. Not only do I not have coffee to deal with my kids, but now I'm dealing with other people's kids. Like, all those parents were living on the edge. maybe by, like, Wednesday, we finally had the coffee maker in the house. It was pretty ugly.
Well, I'll tell you what sometimes we live on the edge with, and that is milk. Because...
You pour it over your heads?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's not my story. The story is, you know, you have milk in the fridge.
Yeah.
And you can only keep so much milk in the fridge before it spoils. Yeah.
Right.
And my kids will go in and out of milk spurts. I want chocolate milk. I want, you know, some days my son will suck down a lot of milk and some days not. So, like, if I can't keep up with the milk in the fridge and I know that I can't get to the store, guess what? I'm living on the edge because I am milking that milk until I can just give a little bit here. Maybe I put a splash of water in with it. Don't tell me.
I don't tell
no one.
I did that with M Dog when he was really little. So, like, I'd give him his first cup of milk, and then when he wanted more milk, I'd put, like, half milk, half water to, like...
Yeah.
And he'd be, like... He was on to me pretty quick.
Yeah?
Yeah. Of, like, a kid that I didn't...
Don't want no watered-down milk! But, like, this just seems like, you know, like, I'll buy whole milk.
Yeah.
So... You know, I do milk. Mikey would be on like a milk kick for a while, mm-hmm. and I'm like, he's just going through a lot of milk. And, you know, I would do like half water with it, and he didn't mind. He didn't give a shit. But like, if I know Mike's not going to be home until a certain time, like, oh, he's not going to be home until work, he's going to be late, or we need it for the weekend to have coffee in the morning. And then Mike will like take the last drop of milk, and I'm like, dude. You need to milk that milk. You need to live on the edge with that milk. You can't just use up the last splash so haphazardly.
Yes.
Like, we need milk for our coffee tomorrow, dude. Like, don't... When you give Mikey his sippy cup of milk before bed, you put a little water in with that.
Yeah.
So that we'd have milk and we don't have to go out and get it. Like, come on.
Who wants to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning to go get milk because you don't have any milk for your coffee?
So, we've had that happen a couple times.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to live on the edge with the milk like I do.
He lives in the moment.
He lives in the moment, and that's it. So,
yeah.
If anyone out there has any really living on the edge, like balls deep living on the edge moments, we want to hear about them. Send them to sothishappened@bleepingmotherhood.com. We'd love to hear from you. But until next week, have a great bleeping week!